1460 WVOX and also WVOX.com. It's another edition of Matthew's World, taking us into the show. Van Halen and Romeo Delight. My guest today is Bob Lebensold. He's with Save Our Armory and also Starbiz Productions, and he is environmentally sound. And also joining us in the studio is Rich Williams of Red Oak Transportation. And gentlemen, welcome to the show, Bob and Rich.
Thank you. Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, New Rochelle.
Bob, I want to start with you. You have your own show here on WVOX, and it's a very successful show. Tell us all about Save Our Armory and what that entails. You're very into it, obviously.
Well, I'm on the Save Our Armory committee. As you know, this big Echo Bay development, it would like to throw down the armory and just forget it was ever there, forget about all the people that served, and just rather than have a monument to the military men who practiced there, I believe it was a Navy armory actually, they just want to throw it down and say, okay, well, that's the past and let's just move on. But the past, you know, has its place. So our committee wants to save it in some form or another. We're not completely hard-headed about it. We would like to save the armory. We'll talk about other things, but there's really no compromise on that. The armory has to stand the way it is. So we're having a problem because the developers have their own ideas, and the way they make the most money is throwing it down and building it, and they only care about money.
Who are some of the other people on the Save Our Armory?
Well, Jim Kaloran, Ron Tocci,
right.
Peter Parenti, John McGuire, Joan Austin, myself, Peggy Godfrey, Lorraine, and Bob. Why does her last name escape me right now? I know her so well. Okay, well, Lorraine and Bob.
You've been into, Bob Lebensold, you've been into the environment for a long time and preserving it, and you're environmentally sound. What does that mean exactly, environmentally sound?
Well, when something is sound, it means it's in good shape.
Right.
Right? If you're physically sound, it means you're physically fit. If you're emotionally sound, that means you're you think straight. And you know, so environmentally sound means your environment is strong. And it's kind of a little play since we're so close to Long Island Sound, so I chose that name for the program. But the reason I'm an environmentalist is because there's a need. I didn't just one day wake up and say, okay, I think I'll be an environmentalist. I saw that as the biggest issue facing the human race. If you destroy the planet or that part that you need to survive.
Basically extinction.
Extinction or cataclysmic destruction of our habitat and wiping out of many. I used to think we would become extinct. Now I think that probably there'll be pockets of people that survive, but many, many will die.
Bob, you've lived in New Rochelle for, 12 years, you said?
12 to 15, I lose track.
What are some of the changes you've seen in New Rochelle since you first got here? And I can think of many, including development on the development roster, development in downtown New Rochelle. It's one of my favorite topics because I love talking about the beautiful, sweeping, tall buildings they've put up, like Trump Plaza, great, stellar building, and some of the Avalons and Davenport Lofts. What are some of your feelings on development in New Rochelle, just from a citizen standpoint?
Well, from a citizen standpoint, if I had my druthers, I would freeze all development right this second and not allow another bit of it. If you had asked me a year ago, I would have said freeze it there. If you'd asked me a year before that, I would have said freeze it there. So they keep encroaching with new development beyond what I would ever.
Why don't you like it?
Well, it's harder to find parking place. There's more traffic. There's more pollution. Everything's more crowded. The stores are more crowded, which I guess the storekeepers like. It doesn't have a suburban feel anymore. Now, maybe the North End does, and they're being very well protected by the mayor and others. They won't touch the North End. But it seems like the people in the South End, this is almost a slum to them. They say, well, let's just redo it. And okay. By them, I mean the city government.
You make a good point, but I mean, you can't compare the north end of New Rochelle with downtown New Rochelle. I mean, I think they put these buildings in downtown for a reason because it's downtown and...
Actually, I was thinking of the South End residential, not downtown. Okay. I was thinking of down by Glen Island Park, where I live. There's some lots and lots and lots of townhouses are going up. Lots of quaint old houses were thrown down. Now, of course, progress. If there's an old house and its time has come, you throw it down, you put up another house. What am I going to say about that? But if you take down a single family house and you put up residences for 75 families... Well, what does that do to the dynamic of the neighborhood? It adds so many people, so many cars. If you want to talk about downtown, that's a different story.
What are other changes you've noticed in the Queen City since you got here 12 to 15 years ago?
Well, the development really is the major thing. Also, that it's costing the citizens more money. While I was here, the library became an independent taxing agency. It used to be part of the city government, that whole thing, and I didn't really think it was fair the way New Rochelle city government wanted to separate the library from the city government. So they put it on the ballot. It was defeated. So they put it on again. It was defeated. So they put it on again. Finally, they got up enough to win, and they walked away. So all they did was just kept running elections until they got what they wanted. I mean, what if they wanted to legalize murder? They wanted to legalize murder. Well, you get 10 referenda, and you can't legalize murder.
Are you a fan?
And then finally, they get enough votes to legalize murder. Say, okay, now murder's legal. Now we'll kill everybody.
Are you a fan of the current administration?
I know about them is how it is, as it applies to Echo Bay. They may be very good in other areas. I really can't say. I don't follow them closely. I don't like what they're doing in Echo Bay. I don't like that they're ignoring the environmental issues. We've been bringing this up for years and years and years, as you probably know. And whenever we do, on whatever level, be it local, county, state, even federal, they kind of say, yeah, we'll take care of it when the time comes. Well, now they're getting ready to build. And when is the time going to come for an open, honest discussion about PCBs and dioxins in Echo Bay? When they talk about environment, they tend to talk about the city yard, how dirty that is with gasoline and industrial products. Fine, that's a problem too, but not as bad as these toxins.
We're going to go to the phones here at 1460 WVOX. It's Matthew's World. My guest is Bob Lebensold and also Rich Williams of Red Oak Transportation. Hi, you're on Matthew's World.
Hi. I've been listening very carefully because I am involved also, as Bob is, in this Save the Armory Committee. And I know Bob for a long time, and I know how sincere he is about everything he talks about. And when I was just looking through some files yesterday, and I happened to come across a resolution that he helped prepare back in 2002, about the toxins and the mud flats and all the problems that they create in this area of the Echo Bay. And one of the things, it was brought up to our New Rochelle Citizens Reform Club, and one of the things that this resolution said is that they're not taking this health problems into consideration, and that I'll read you one sentence. We further stand opposed to the idea that development will bring residents and visitors to this area who will be exposed to this toxic environment. We cannot stand idly by and watch such a travesty take place. Now, this is only one aspect of the Echo Bay development that Knapperstack doesn't want to hear about. He doesn't want to believe that it's contaminated like that. And, I mean, it's not only who's going to pay for it, but at what level? I mean, they've been telling us for years and years and years that they have that Con Ed station cleaned up, and we know that the toxins have...
Caller, where are you calling from, New Rochelle?
Yes.
Okay. Bob, Bob, why don't you address her issues? What do you think of her?
Well, I think she's spot on. We've been doing this for years, and we don't get the proper response. And the proper response, I mean, if anybody doesn't like what I say, they can just say, shut up, Bob, we hear you, blah, 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 blah. But to say, oh, yes, we're taking care of it, and to pretend that they are and ignore the real issues, I think that's wrong. If we're talking about toxins, they should say, okay, this is the story on toxins. We're going to have a real discussion on toxins, and we're going to get the, you know, We're going to take care of it.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Bob, you have ignited a firestorm of phone calls with this topic. 914-636-0110. It's Matthew's World on WVOX and WVOX.com. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Matthew?
Yes, you're on the air. How are you?
Okay, and you, Matthew?
Great.
I agree with Peggy, and what they've done to New Rochelle is a shame, and I think these politicians should be thrown out. We have more built. I could see them from my yard, and they're not even filled either. And where are the stores they promised us? And they're not going to get rid of that armory. And number two, did you read about the bell now being missing? Not only
yes,
the murals
I know about
were stolen,
it.
Now they said that they don't know where the bell is.
Well, I think it was a fire chief or somebody. Let me not say what I don't really know, but it's supposedly in the care of somebody, but it has not been spotted in his office by people who have been to his office. So either he has it at home or he has it someplace else for safekeeping. We don't really know, but we do know who supposedly is responsible for it.
Well, we should check into that. I mean, we've been fighting for this for years. My husband, I'll tell you, if my husband was still alive today, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. Because he used to go to City Hall, boy, they were scared. And you know who ruined us?
Who's
that?
Tamai
Dhoni.
Well,
he taxed us everything in New Rochelle.
I'm not a big fan of Mr. Idoni.
He stinks.
Well, you know, that's colorful language. I think his strength is politics. He plays politics, and he's ambitious. He wants to get ahead, and he's getting ahead. He's a county clerk now, and he probably wants to go further. Who knows?
He does.
But if he's a successful politician, then you got to give him credit for being successful at something, even though you might not like it.
Enos, let me ask you this: we're in a presidential election year, obviously. Who do you like in the election?
Right now, not Obama, I'll tell you that. What's his name now? I can't even
McCain?
McCain. I don't know, unless they have somebody else down the line running, but I think he's better than Obama.
Nobody else is going to run. It's those two.
It's only those two, yeah, but who's going to run with them, though?
Well,
Biden. Just announced Biden.
Biden is with Obama. We know Joe Biden is Obama's running mate. We don't yet know who McCain's running mate is.
But I tell you, we fostered this, and I have an article in the paper where Tim Idoni said, Joe Kendry kept us politicians on our toes. And let me tell you, no one had the guts, like my husband did, to go. We used to go with crowds to City Hall. Today, nobody wants to push for anything. I mean, they're killing us here, and who needs anything down there on Echo Bay? Leave it alone, and leave that armory alone.
All right, thank you for calling, Enos.
Okay, Matthew, take care.
All right, bye-bye. 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. It's Matthew's World. Bob, you wanted to say something?
Well, I just want to say I remembered Lorraine and Bob's last name. It's Pierce, Lorraine Pierce and Bob Pierce. I'm sorry, Lorraine and Bob. I love you both, and you're very active, and I hardly ever use your last name, so there it is.
Let's have Rich Williams of Red Oak Transportation chime in on this. Rich, Bob obviously is part of the Save Our Armory. I know you don't live in New Rochelle, but you live in the northern part of the county. But what are your feelings on the environment and, you know, maybe some of the stuff we're talking about?
Worldwide, there is a shortage of clean water, drinking water. It isn't just in Westchester County. And I fear that 10, 20 years from now, the situation worldwide is going to be worse. I am a member of an organization called Clearwater, which has been around for 30 years, educating students and adults about how to clean up the Hudson River first and then move on to greater ambitions beyond that. I'm with Bob in being concerned about the future of clean air, clean water, and the safety of everybody in that way.
All right, we've just been joined, Bob, by, please announce our guests. Say that one more time.
Sandra Prosnitz.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Welcome to WVOX and Matthew's World here at 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Sandra, tell us a little bit about what you do and how about what we're talking about today.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what we're talking about today.
Thanks, Bob.
She just got here. Well, we're talking about environmental issues. And
is this the attorney?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Sandra's
okay.
An attorney.
I'm an attorney in private practice. I'm mostly retired now, but I still do a little work from home. I get some court appointments, and I do a little bit of what most neighborhood attorneys do, real estate, estates, wills, that kind of thing.
And Sandra's also a really good actress.
Thank you.
Well, she's a beautiful woman, too.
Well, so thank you. Nice to be among friends.
Rich, say something nice about Sandra.
I third the emotion.
There we go.
Thank you.
So you practiced law for a long time, for a lot of years?
Well, I went to law school very late in life, so not for that long. I think it's 22 years now.
And you did real estate and other facets of the law, correct?
Yes. One of the things that I have done is I get court appointments when people are declared incapacitated.
Right.
They need guardians to handle their affairs.
Right.
The court also appoints court examiners who really act in an advisory capacity, making sure that the guardians do their jobs and reporting to the court.
Nice. So how did you and Bob meet?
We met many years ago. My husband was a very good bridge player, and so was Bob's younger brother.
Oh, it's not a so. My brother was better than her husband, but they were both very good. and we just all became acquainted, and we've been friends for, I don't know, 30-something years, 35 years?
A long time.
Since we're 10, right?
That's right.
Great. 1460 WVOX, it's Matthew's World. You can call us at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. We've got a break coming up in about 5 minutes. Bob, tell us more about the armory issue. How can it be resolved, or where do you foresee it going?
Well, I'm somewhat pessimistic. What I really foresee in my dark black crystal ball is that the city wins and the people lose yet again. We're trying to stop that. I'm inspired by what what was that furniture, that Swedish furniture store?
IKEA.
I was inspired by the way grassroots politics was able to keep IKEA from using, with the assistance of the city, using public domain to throw all those people out and inconvenience everyone and put in a very large environmental situation with lots of cars, lots of traffic, which this is also going to do. So if our committee is strong enough, and if we have the clout, and if we get enough support from other people in New Rochelle, we may win, and we may save the armory, and we may make some sense out of it, because the armory is just one small issue. There's a lot of stuff that Echo Bay Development is ignoring. The wastewater treatment plant's going to be overburdened with 88 gazillion more gallons of wastewater, too. So in my general pessimistic sense that city and governments and business and industry win most of the time, I feel that I'm fighting a good fight, but not one that if I was in the street right now, I'd expect to get my butt beat, but I'd still fight.
All right. On a different note, Bob, tell us about Star Biz Production. Sounds fascinating.
Well, how many hundreds of minutes do we have left before the break? Well, Star Biz Production is my production company. Originally, I started it when I was producing shows at the South Street Seaport and in a health club, basically a health club with a lounge in Brooklyn, in Canarsie, Brooklyn. I did showcase shows where I hosted them, and I got a lot of acts, jugglers, comics, singers, comedians. I already said that. I did that. And then since then, I've directed a number of plays, and I produced and directed.
I like the name of it, Star Biz
Production.
Says a lot.
Yes, it does. I wrote and produced and directed my adaptation of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, in which Sandra Prosnitz displayed her extraordinary acting talents. And right now I'm writing a musical play. I'm a musician as well. I'm writing a musical play, which I hope to take to Broadway sometime. It's coming along slowly, but when the inspiration is right, you can look for us on Broadway.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, I could and I would if I really knew what it was going to be. I wrote the first act and I didn't care for it, so I put it aside. There's a couple of other ideas which are just too too young to even talk about, because now they're just notions rather than really ideas. But the songs are great, and we're going to find a vehicle that the songs fit into.
Okay, great. 1460 WVOX, it's Matt O'Shaughnessy on Matthew's World and also on WVOX Worldwide. The internet is a wonderful tool, isn't it, Bob? We can be heard in anywhere in the free world.
If you're listening in Tuscaloosa,
we got a call.
Manassas.
We got a call 3 weeks ago from somebody in Australia. It was fascinating.
Excellent.
My guest today is Bob Lebensold and also Rich Williams of Red Oak Transportation.
Sandra Prosnitz.
I love her accent. It's so.
Thank you.
She would do great doing radio voiceovers.
Sandra was born in England, raised in Africa, and now she's been here for a while. Then back in England, right?
I was back in England briefly as a young adult, and then I came to New York, and here.
Do you know the Grosvenor Hotel in London, in England?
I don't remember it.
Victoria Station.
What?
It's by Victoria Station.
Right.
I know that area.
Okay. What about it?
No, I was just wondering. I heard it was a nice hotel.
My aunt had a flat not too far from Victoria Station for a while. It is a very nice area.
All right, we'll take your calls after this break at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. And we'll be back after these messages for more of Matthew's World on WVOX and WVOX.com.
This is the flagship station of Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX and worldwide at WVOX.com. Now, the latest update from Fox News Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. Even if the Democrats win,
I'm still going to be back bothering you. They promised me even if I get elected, I can still ride Amtrak.
A regular guy taking the train, but today VP nominee to be Joe Biden on his way to his party convention in Denver.
Tonight they'll highlight those who know the candidate best, his half-sister, politicians he's worked with. The big speech comes from his wife, Michelle, the party pushing unity this week.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Denver says some diehard Clinton supporters aren't on board, and a new poll may prove it.
23% of Democratic women say that Barack Obama made the wrong choice for vice president.
Pollster Scott Rasmussen and John McCain trying to woo those women with some new ads.
One new TV ad uses Joe Biden's words questioning Barack Obama's readiness to be president. The other suggests that Obama snubbed Hillary Clinton because of her attacks during the primary campaign.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson with McCain in Arizona. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The official car service of WVOX and WVIP is Red Oak Transportation, the true distinction of riding in style and elegance. Based in White Plains, Red Oak Transportation is now the first choice of corporate CEOs and business executives in the New York metro area who rely on this premier car service for on-time, prompt pickup. And you can rely on it too. Red Oak Transportation, family owned and operated for three generations by the Stoppelman family. We invite you to find out why so many discerning travelers now use Red Oak Transportation to the airport, a trip to Manhattan, or for any special occasion. Red Oak Transportation features a full fleet of new town cars, SUVs, vans, and stretch limousines. When you want to ride in style and elegance, call Red Oak Transportation at 914-694-2222. 694-2222. In Westchester, 914-694-2222. Red Oak Transportation, the professionals who go the extra mile.
A lot of people sell office equipment, copy and fax machines. Some of the technology they're peddling is superb, and some of it is not so stellar, I'm afraid. Thus, the dealer you buy from is just as important, you know, as the brand you select. Since 1972, the most respected, reliable dealer has been Vista Business Products. George and Bob Forstbauer's Vista, number one authorized Canon dealer in the tri-state area. They're the oldest and most established. So for the very best up-to-the-minute technology in copying, document management, rely on Vista, the newest technology from the oldest dealer. Westchester headquarters in Elmsford off 287 and 119. Call George or Bob Forstbauer. Their sons, George Jr., Bob Jr. There's even a daughter, Christine, in the family business. Vista Business Products and Canon.
Call 914-347-7888 or visit us on the web at www.vistacanon.com.
These days, the jewelry store, actually the jewelry star in downtown New Rochelle, is clearly T&R Jewelers. It's a new day, a new generation, and thanks to their candid, open, straightforward way of doing business, Tony and Robert Sorreo, by hard work, wonderful service, and very reasonable prices, have created the new class act in Westchester jewelry stores. Tony and Robert made their name and reputation with watches, a source for all the great internationally known names at very good prices. The complete line of the legendary Breitling Chronographs, Omega Seamasters, and Constellations, Concord Saratoga Collection, Movado Museum Watches, plus Rado Dice Stars, the new Gucci timepieces, Raymond Weil's Parsifal Works of Perfection, the incomparable Audemars Piguet Royal Oak Watches, and designs from the Italian designer Fendi. Also, every hot fashion watch from Swatch, Esquire, Swiss Army, Fossil, and Guess. And when we say very good prices at T&R, we mean very good prices. T&R Jewelers, across from the old Bloomies building in New Rochelle, the best watches at great prices. T&R. In the north end of New Rochelle, you'll find an absolutely top-notch printer, one of the very best in the entire county. Frank Maselli's Minuteman Press is known for its fine work far beyond the Sound Shore area. In fact, this particular Minuteman Press is easily the class of the fleet when it comes to full-service community printers. Located just off North Avenue in the narrow Waikigil walkway opposite Big Top and across the parking lot from the Food Emporium, Frank Maselli's Minuteman Press is a terrific resource for individuals and small to medium-sized companies who want something special when it comes to printing. No matter how big or small your needs, you get great skill and creativity from Maestro Maselli's master printers, all for very reasonable prices. From business cards to brochures, color copies, high-speed printing, informational booklets, and flyers. Minuteman Press, down that walkway across from Big Top when you're heading to the Food Emporium, offers quality printing at very good prices. Call Frank Maselli at Minuteman Press of New Rochelle, 914-576-0335. In Westchester, 576-0335.
This is John Fix III from Cornell's True Value Hardware. For years, you've heard me talk about our family-owned hardware store in Eastchester and how we love helping our neighbors with all their home improvement needs. I've told you about our great service and selection and the wonderful associates who work at our store. And now I want to tell you about True Value Rewards, an exciting program that benefits you, our loyal customer. True Value Rewards is a free program that allows you to earn points and discounts on all your purchases. True Value Rewards members get 1 point for every dollar they spend at our store, and each time you accumulate 250 points, we'll mail you a certificate for $10. In addition, each month, selected products at Cornell's are specially priced exclusively for you, our True Value Rewards customer. And did I tell you that the program is free? Even better, when you sign up, you'll receive double points on your first purchase. For more information and to sign up, please stop by. The Cornell's Hardware Store is in Eastchester, between Scarsdale and Bronxville, on Route 22. Cornell's True Value Hardware, serving Westchester homeowners since 1909.
Here's the updated weather forecast for Westchester County and Resenia. Look for early cloud cover, then becoming partly sunny, and there's a chance of a shower and thunder shower. Temperatures in the mid-80s. It'll be mostly clear tonight with nighttime lows into the upper 50s. And sunny weather on Tuesday. Tuesday's highs in the middle 70s. Clear weather at night, 54 to 59. Wednesday, sunshine, upper 70s. Thursday, mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s on Thursday as well. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX and WVIP, the Whitney Radio Network.
1460 WVOX.
We're back on Matthew's World here on 1460 WVOX and worldwide on WVOX.com. We're going to be taking your calls at 914-636-0110. It's about 11:37, and my guest today has been Bob Lebensold of basically Starbiz Productions, and also he's a fellow WVOX talk show host, talking about Save the Armory, and we could go on and on about that, but Bob, will save it for another show. I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
And also thank you for coming on briefly.
Sandy. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And we'll talk more about the Armory soon.
Great.
All right.
Okay, Matt.
My next guest is Rich Williams of Red Oak Transportation. Rich, you have a fascinating job that it's almost indescribable in the sense that you do many facets of your job. You tell people about Red Oak and what you do.
We were voted by the Westchester Business Chamber of Commerce the best family-owned business in the county recently. We've been around for three generations. Started in southern Westchester here, and
by the Stoppelman family.
By the Stoppelman family. Sorry, thank you. Have expanded from local, village businesses to serving the tri-state area, based in White Plains now. And we have a huge fleet, which gives us the flexibility for last-minute changes, last-minute calls.
How did you get involved in the business?
I've enjoyed the transportation business. I was a career travel agent. I found that with the Internet encroaching into the travel retail business, I needed to do something else that allowed me to meet an interesting bunch of people, which I do. It is transportation related. I still talk to passengers sometimes about travel.
Now, you have a great story. You were on an airplane once going up the aisle, and coming down the aisle the other way was a band that I play on my Friday and Saturday hard rock show, Metal Mayhem, on WVOX, The Dirty Pearls. Now, there's a funny tinge to this. Tell me the story. Tell our listeners the story and who the Dirty Pearls are.
Right. They're a band based in East Village, but they were on their way to their second or third West Coast tour in Burbank. My wife and I were on JetBlue flying to Burbank. So I'm coming down the aisles, and I thought, said to my wife, this has got to be a rock and roll band. And so the lead singer, Tommy London, happened to be walking in the first part, and I said, you guys have got to be rock and rollers. He said, oh, no, we're all lawyers.
A great line.
Which I didn't believe for a second.
But what were they wearing on the plane? Like rock and roll clothes?
The normal things that young people wear. They're very casual, long shaggy hair. One of the guitarists has an afro, a huge, mm-hmm. A foot out of his head. So I was pretty sure he wasn't a lawyer.
So you're actually the person responsible for introducing me to the Dirty Pearls. We play them. They have two CDs out, The Dirty Pearls self-titled and also The Dirty Pearls Volume 2. And they have a show coming up October 4th. And I want to thank you for pretty much turning me on to the band, because we play them a lot on the Friday and Saturday Metal Mayhem show. And it's an awesome band. Rich, you go to live shows a lot too. One of the things you wanted to talk about on the show today was some of the live bands you've seen and music in general. Tell us about some of the shows you've seen. And you have some shows coming up, correct?
Well, I'm involved as a volunteer in a number of venues, music halls and outdoor concerts. And I just like to encourage your listeners to get off the Internet once in a while, get out of your couch or the movie theaters, which are being encroached on by the Internet and by DVDs. But, to support live music, there's a lot of great musicians, a rainbow of kinds of music to enjoy in the Westchester area here. And, get out and support them, because otherwise there just won't be any new live music.
Who are some of the best bands and shows you've seen, say, in the last two or three years that you really enjoyed?
I saw Joan Baez recently. She had some wonderful songs. Her voice is just as pure as an angel. She had a couple of stories about Martin Luther King that I don't know if there's time for your audience to enjoy or not.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Let me just get this. We have a call right now at 914-636-0110. It's Rich Williams of Red Oak Transportation talking about the great world of transportation and also music. Hi, you're on Matthew's World.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Hi, guys. I love the metal music that you play, Matthew. You know, I know you got a lot on your plate, but if you ever put a list of your all-time favorites on VOX website,
right,
I would definitely look at it.
Well, you know what you can do? In the meantime, you can go to MySpace. You want to write this down?
Okay.
You can go to myspace.com/WVOX1460 and see the Metal Mayhem website.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Hey, I wanted to, Bob, I listen to you a lot. Okay, I don't agree with anything that you say usually.
Bob's not.
I enjoy the.
Let me just say, Bob is not in the studio.
Oh, he's not there?
No.
Okay. I had some important questions to ask him. He said that he personally tested the water in Echo Bay with some kind of, I guess they were analytical instruments. But he's mentioned this a couple of times in there, and somebody's got to get more information because the levels of dioxins and polybichlorinated phenols, you know, if those results should be published some way so that people know that they pass the threshold for, you know, for being toxic. But if you don't show people how you got to be scientific about it with your audience. You got to say, all right, this is the stuff I use. This is my science. This is what the results were. Just like you write a scientific paper, then people would take you more seriously. Otherwise, people are going to be like, well, you know, this guy's an environmental activist, and he just wants to, he's got his agenda. But I think if that were published and people would see if the water really is bad, then people would say, all right, something's got to be done about it.
All right, thank you for calling. Bob, okay. Unfortunately, is not in the studio right now. But I appreciate you posing the question. If you have any questions for Rich Williams about music or Red Oak Transportation, we can certainly take those.
Well, I would say this. He said get out and walk, you know, walk the earth, go walk around and see and be out there. That's very wise advice, I'll tell you that.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right.
1460 WVOX and WVOX.com anywhere in the free world. And don't forget to listen if you like hard rock like Rich Williams does and I do to WVOX Presents Metal Mayhem Friday 7 to 10 p.m. and Saturday 4 to 6 p.m. Rich, how about you mentioned Joan Baez. You had a story you were going to tell us about that.
I saw her recently in Peekskill, and in between some of her beautiful songs, she told a couple of just quick stories. And she had two encounters with Martin Luther King. Twice she was with him, and once she was asked, he was due to give a speech, and he was still sleeping. And she knew that he was going to be possibly late. His handlers were saying, you know, what are we going to do? He's going to be late for this speech. I know, Joan, you go wake him up. You know, he won't be mad at you. He can't get mad at Joan. So I just I don't want to wait, you know, with somebody else. But of course, she had to do it. She went into his motel room, and she was struck by two things. Number one, there is this dark black body against all the white linens, and that just struck in her mind. But she decided, I'm going to wake him up. I'm going to sing. So she began to sing a song gently. He turned over slightly. He said, "I think I hear the voice of an angel."
Wow.
Joni, sing me another one. And he rolled over and continued taking his nap.
Nice. So you mentioned you've seen Joan Baez a couple of times.
In the other concert, can I tell you the one other story about Martin Luther King?
Sure.
He was due to give a sermon. And his handlers, again, were very concerned that because there was a crowd outside milling, that they noticed that some of the crowd had rocks that they were ready to throw, even at the church. They said, well, Joan, you know, we're kind of concerned, you know, what's going to happen when it's time for the sermon. Go get your guitar. If they see a woman, you know, up on the pulpit with him, they'll behave themselves. And again, she was reluctant, but she got her guitar, and partly with her company and her grace, he was able to go ahead and deliver the sermon. No violence, no bad to come of it.
That's a great story.
Both true.
All right, 1460 WVOX, it's Matthew's World on WVOX.com and also 1460 WVOX. We're here every Monday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll take your calls for the remaining 13 minutes of the show at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. Rich, what's, I guess, the best part of your job, what you do? Is it meeting new people every day? Is it seeing different towns? Tell our listeners.
Both. You know, how would I know you? I met you on the job. I would never have known about WVOX living in Yorktown. And I've met, you know, I hate to be a name dropper here, but, you know, Bobby Kennedy and Tom Brokaw, and Bernie Williams. You know, I've had some interesting passengers with some interesting stories. And it doesn't have to be a celebrity. You know, I'm happy to say we have a number of prominent and very interesting professionals among our clients, as well as just people coming back from vacation, having a great old time, you know, with great stories to tell about their Caribbean trip or their European trip. So I spend 45 minutes with them. Sometimes they treat me a little bit like a bartender.
So you must, I was going to say, you're almost like a bartender in a sense because you hear a lot of great stories.
I do hear some very good stories. I even heard once about a banker who was having an affair with a lady in the media.
Okay, don't say any names.
I didn't say any names, and I heard about it the day before it made the New York Times business section.
Oh, wow.
So I felt like I had a scoop there. But
what's the longest in your profession, what's the longest route you've done? A one shot. Like, what's the longest trip you've had?
I've picked up students at Yale University, at Avon School in Connecticut, taking people down. As a matter of fact, some down to a business meeting in Philadelphia. So we do serve the tri-state area, truly.
Very nice. Rich Williams of Red Oak Transportation, the professionals who go the extra mile. He's on Matthew's World for the remaining 10 minutes. We'll take your calls at 914-636-0110. Don't forget, if you leave New York on a trip or whatever the occasion, you can always hear us on WVOX.com. Rich, tell us about this. You live in the northern part of the county. We were talking before about development in New Rochelle with Bob Levinsold. Is there a lot of development where you live?
There's a county farm that, well, actually the county and the town have helped to save from being overwhelmed by McMansions. There's something called the Hilltop Hanover Farm that has always been a source of fine cattle raised for breeding rather than for meat. It was in danger of being taken over by subdevelopments. And I'm happy to say that the town and the state with county co-op money have stepped in to create what will be another part of the county system of co-op extension and demonstration farms. So they've allowed four McMansions to surround it and cut into some of the fields, but the basic farm silo and the beauty of those hills has been preserved.
Let's talk politics. Who do you like in the election?
I'm supporting Barack Obama.
Tell us why. What do you like about him?
I think he's meets one of the requirements that any candidate should have, which would be to put country in front of party. I have great respect for a lot of the issues that he's taken a stand on, certainly not the least of which is an early counter to let's rush into war in Iraq and invade a country that had nothing to do with 9/11. These are my personal opinions now, not that of Red Oak or anybody else. I think he deserves a chance. I'd like to see a number of, like I say, health care is as important as is not being an adventurist and starting wars with occupations of cities and countries we have no business being in long term.
What do you think of Biden as his VP choice?
He's a profound fellow. He has wonderful foreign service experience. He's the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He's always been a strong candidate, gets himself in trouble occasionally by saying a little bit too much, like I might be right now, but, you know, he knows from where he's coming. He's excellent experience and a good balance to the ticket.
All right. Do you think Obama, in the end, will be the winner, if you were a betting man?
It's very tight. You know, what counts not so much as who's winning the national polls, but who wins about 15 key states. The Electoral College, anachronistic as it is going to determine this. And we've seen that you can win the popular vote like 2000 and still lose the Electoral College. So it's going to be very close. And I think New York is going to go for Obama. But there are about 15 key states out there in the Midwest, even in the far west and in the south, our border states that are going to determine that.
All right. It's Rich Williams on 1460 WVOX, another edition of Matthew's World on WVOX.com. Also, if you're at home or even in the car on the laptop, you can click us in on WVOX.com. Streaming worldwide 24/7 on WVOX.com. We've got about 7 minutes left on the show today. Don't forget, if you like hard rock, Rich, you are a hard rock connoisseur like myself, you can tune in to Metal Mayhem Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. and also Saturday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. on 1460 WVOX. Okay, thought we had a call, but we don't. Rich, what else is... tell us about Yorktown. You're in that part of the county. Some of our listeners may go up there. There's some malls up there and some other things. How are the politics up there? We're speaking politics, you know, presidential politics, no less, but what's the political climate up where you live?
Lower New York has been going slowly and Democratic. I don't mind that effect. The town council is now 4 Democrats and one independent. There was a former York Republican supervisor who's resigned and went on to a different job. So the trend in Yorktown is towards the Democrats, as is, I think, the case to an extent in Westchester and New York State.
Has it been, in your particular town, has it been Democratic for a long, long period of time?
No, the last supervisor, Linda Cooper, was Republican. I'm happy to see Don Peters now as our supervisor. And friends like Jim Martirano, also Nick Bianco, though, is a wonderful independent supervisor. I wanted to also mention a couple of places that your listeners could go to enjoy more of the live music. You know, maybe some of them, you know, I wish we knew Rochelle had an old-style theater like the Capitol Theater. In Tarrytown is a beautiful hall called the Tarrytown Music Hall that is 110 years old. And you feel like you're stepping back into the last century to go to concerts there. It's just, it's really part of the fun. The Paramount Theater in Peekskill again.
Oh, of course, great venue.
Beautiful old theaters. That's where I heard Joni recently. There's outdoor festivals. Pleasantville Music Festival happened recently. The Clearwater Festival in mid-June is for a good cause and always has 2 days of great live music. So I'd encourage, like you say, your listeners, not just to...
You know, it's a great venue in Connecticut, not too far away from us. Mohegan Sun puts on a lot of great shows.
Mm-hmm. Coldplay, I know, recently played there, one of my favorite bands.
They have a new album out. Do you have it?
I'm listening to it all the time, but no, I don't have a CD player, so I'm a little old-fashioned that way.
You don't have a... Oh, I got to get you one, Rich. 1460 WVOX, it's Matthew's World, and also on WVOX.com. We've got about 4 minutes. If you want to get in a last-minute phone call, 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. What did you think about what we opened the show with, what Bob was talking about, the environment? And where you live is a very pretty part of the county.
Well, as New Rochelle is, I was curious to ask him what the water quality is in Long Island Sound. I mean, he's been after this for 10, 20 years. I don't know if the Long Island Sound water quality has improved like it has improved in the Hudson, thanks to organizations like Riverkeeper and Clearwater. Do you happen to know what the water quality situation is in Long Island Sound? You're not getting medical waste washing up on shore, hopefully, like recently happened in, and I think it was in Maryland. Hopefully not. I mean, I'm this is a problem when needles wash up on shore. That's a very bad example for
I think
our families.
I think our sounds and coasts are pretty good.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you for bringing up that point, Rich.
You've got some beautiful beaches, you know, Glen Island and Orchard Beach and things, you know, that are close by.
1460 WVOX, it's Matthew's World. We're about to wind down. 914-636-0110, also on WVOX.com. Rich, I'm going to let you be the announcer. You'll be my sidekick announcer for this one. You can tell people where to go on Friday and Saturdays for Metal Mayhem.
Join with Matt O'Shaughnessy and his co-host for Metal Mayhem every Friday evening and every Saturday afternoon.
Friday is 7 to 10 p.m. and Saturday is 4 to 6 p.m.
4 to 6 p.m. Rock on, babies. Rock on.
I wish we had a camera in the studio. It's been a great show. It's been a very interesting show. And I think I'm going to have you. I'm thinking about having you co-host with me more often, Rich. It's been a pleasure.
I'll have to check my schedule, my boss.
All right. We'll see you next Monday at 11, and we'll see you this Friday at 7 o'clock for Metal Mayhem. Thanks for listening. We'll go out with Van Halen on Matthew's World here at 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. See you next Monday.
High crime zone in the city of lights.
Save the please.